If you're a physician who wants more autonomy in how you practice or fulfillment in your life, you're in the right place. This is the Change Physician Podcast, where our guests reveal how you can learn the mindsets, skills, and strategies to create the life you want without selling out your morals or values. But before we begin, I want to remind you of the free book giveaways, guides, and other physician resources available to you at thechangephysician.com. Welcome back to The Change Physician. I am Melissa Cady, the Challenge Doctor, with my co-host from the West Coast laughing at me, Dr. Kevin Cuccaro. It has been a whirlwind. We haven't talked in almost 2 months on air.
We haven't talked on period. We haven't talked for almost 2 months.
I know. So
that's because Melissa got mad at me.
No. Since when do I get mad? As my husband says, I don't get mad very often. Now I might get a little frustrated.
I'm just joking. I not seeing it. It's not popping up on our page. I'm not seeing it.
Well, maybe it's just a little slow going. So I'll make sure it's on. Yeah, it should be on the Change Physician. Have you looked on your phone?
I'm looking on the Change Physician site. Mm.
Well, it says live. It's going. I cross-posted to the Challenge Doctor. Here, let me look.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. It's freaking Facebook, so who knows what they're doing. Whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're going to assume people can see us. We're recording it, at least.
Yeah.
Well, it has been, gosh, March 9th was our last recording, and you've had a lot going on. Do you want to speak to anything in March?
Up
in April?
We'll just kind of go into March. So March, I'm looking at the schedule here or looking at my calendar and so what happened in March? March was a big month, like on the treatment side, because if you guys don't remember, my wife was getting treated for lymphoma. And so she had two cycles in March, did well with both of them. But you really started seeing the treatment related stuff with, like, you know, hair falling out and all that stuff. And she started getting a little bit more tired, but overall did really, really well. Other things in March, I was mentioning this just before we started, is like the day before we actually had our last Saturday salutations, and I know I didn't talk about this, is when Dune came out, or right. Dune 2. Mm-hmm. That was freaking, and I wish I talked about it now, because it's like late and blah blah blah, but holy moly, that movie was freaking amazing.
Yeah, and we saw it too.
Yeah, and I saw it in IMAX, which is, I hate going to the movie theater, but I'm like, I'm gonna see this in IMAX. Everybody says to see it in IMAX, so we went and saw it in IMAX, my kids and I, and it freaking blew me away. Like, it was so amazing. And then I wanted to see it again in IMAX, but I waited too long. I thought it was going to be longer. And then I'm like, oh, I'll go. Like, literally the day I was going to go see it, it left. So I couldn't see it in IMAX again. And then I watched it Tuesday, this last Tuesday. It's because it's on Max now. And we have a big TV and a pretty nice sound system. But it's still, man, IMAX was amazing. That movie was just, like, the best. I don't know. It was been a long time I've been in a movie. Like, you sit, then the movie ends. And then everybody's just, like, sitting there.
Yeah.
Like, it was awesome. It was super awesome.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Yeah. So yeah, that was, I'm just going to
plow through.
And then trying to think of anything else that was exciting in March. There's a couple other things, but I'm sorry I interrupted you, because you were going to probably hopefully add your Dune related things. Cause if you didn't like Dune, I'd be upset.
Oh no, I enjoyed it. I can't, you know, it's been, the reason it's such a blur is there's been a lot of things that have happened in April, and we traveled to Australia, and
yeah, and when did you guys left at the end of the month, right?
It was like beginning of April, because my 50th birthday was April 9th, and we flew on the 2nd, got there on the 4th. Kind of weird how things are there. 17-hour flight there, and of course they're, like, you know, 15-16 hours ahead of us, so, you know, like, you're taking forever to get there and they're ahead of you, so it seems like, you know, according to the dates, it takes 2 days, but it's 17 hours. But I would say that It was a pretty packed trip for a lot of reasons. And feel free to chime in, Kevin, if I take over too much
No,
talking.
I'm gonna try to remember because there's a whole bunch of stuff that this is relevant to. I'm thinking if I'm getting your subtext of pact, correct. So keep going.
Yeah. So a little backstory is that in February we're in Vegas, and I wrote with my husband a book called NRL 101, an introduction to rugby league, which for those of you that like rugby, this is different. It's rugby league and it's a very popular sport in Australia. So rewinding back to Vegas, we ended up meeting a lot of famous people. It also happened to run into just coincidentally to the owners of a rugby league team, and we were invited to stay on their beach home in Gold Coast, which was just, it was amazing, and we got to experience it from the vantage point of like owners and their special hospitality suite and all these things. They almost won. They do lose a lot, did lose a lot at the beginning of the season, but anyway, there was a very close match. But that was this kind of the second segment, and I'll get into that. But the first segment was about 9 days in Tasmania, and we went to Maria Island again, which I had mentioned a couple years back we did, and it's one of those islands that you take your trash with you, and there's no amenities other than basic bathrooms. But we did a lot of just exploring, hiking and gardens and all of this. So it was just a very beautiful spot. We've contemplated moving there, and job opportunities have been offered, and there's still a lot of thinking on our part. It's a big decision. But after that experience again in Tasmania, and visiting our same Airbnb guy who just
With
turned out
the
to be a
rock and
great
roll
friend.
suite thing, right? The rock and roll
Yes.
rooms. Yeah.
And he actually threw a little dinner party with his neighbors for us, and it was just fantastic. He's like, if you're gonna live here, you might as well learn, meet some people here. So who knows? But when we went up to Sydney after Tasmania, we stayed with our friends, of course, and then we did this random excursion because of this whole National Rugby League to the Gold Coast. But the night before, because of some connections that we'd already established, we found out you have to be specially invited to go to this Matty John's like late night show. It's right after the game is played, so we show up. There's like 40 other people, and then they give you free pizza and have all the screens to watch the game and free beer, and then you go sit in like it's like basically bleacher seats in the live studio, and these four guys are hilarious. Sit on the couch and they talk rugby league and try to be goofy, but then also make comments about the game. Well, they notice Corey in the audience at commercial break, and it's like, you're the guy with the, and I can't do their accent, but you're the guy with the book from Vegas, right? And he's like, yes. And this was on the last commercial break. The guy whose show it is was like, hold on, we're gonna do some changes here. Corey, I want you on the couch. And then they were like, get your wife to come up. And then someone was telling me they want you up there. I'm like, you sure? You sure? You sure? So Corey and I were on live TV in Australia on the couch with all these guys that have been doing this for years. And we're not even Australian, and we're end up on the couch. So Corey can pull it up in his app. But they asked him how he got into rugby league, and of course, I brought a couple copies of the book, got it shown on live TV. And on the front cover, it says the voice of Outside the Sheds podcast, which it turns out that we've had in the last 2 to 3 weeks a 670% increase in podcast downloads for Corey. And most of them are for the United States. So it's like there's all these people that have access to this app that they're just kind of everywhere, and there's quite a few in California, and they're like, oh, an American on a show that we watch that we like. I mean, I'm assuming that's what's happened.
Yeah.
So it was an amazing night. Like Corey was on cloud nine, and then one of the guys invited us to go have a beer. Well, 6 rounds later, we had a blast, and then there's two old rugby league players that ended up seeing this one of these four guys hung out with us that night, and then we got to hang out with all them. So it was just, it's like The best part of my husband and I, our relationship, is how we have these serendipitous just things that happen. And I got to give my husband a lot of credit. He has got a gift of gab and a lot of personality and bigger than life kind of personality. So and I'm a pretty friendly person. So it makes for really fun times when we travel. But I have to say that was just a lot of fun. Felt very privileged throughout that weekend. And then we took an excursion up to Darwin. Literally, we flew back to Sydney, hung out at the airport, and then that night took a red eye up to Darwin because that's pretty much when all their flights are at night. And we realized that was for a pain conference. Pretty much, I wanted to go dance at the, dinner gala. That's what I went there for. So saw some familiar faces, but we definitely learned that if we lived in Australia, it would not be Darwin. Extraordinarily humid. My husband runs hot. I can tolerate it, but it feels like tropical weather. So, and we still haven't visited Perth, but just a little taste of, the places that we went and some cool things. So I think the moral of the story here is, well, there's a couple of takeaways. It's not that expensive to go down to Australia or New Zealand. And sometimes you just put yourself out there and, just like throwing a book together, could we make a better edition? Sure. But sometimes just doing something, even if it's not perfect, is better than never trying. And just what's the harm in trying and putting yourself out there, meeting people? Worst thing that happen is you screw up, you learn a few things, or, they say no. So, I feel like that's a lot of kind of what allowed all these things to happen. So there you go. That was pretty much my April. It was 3.5 weeks
That is cool, though.
of joy. Yeah. Lots
Enjoy,
of fun.
enjoy.
A lot of joy. Yeah. And the only bad thing was is that we had to leave our puppy, and he's very much I guess everyone says they're emotional, but or they have emotions or sentient beings. But there's something, this is my third dog in my lifetime. I have to say, he is so like human oriented and bonded, especially, I mean, he's bonded to both my husband and I, but very much me. He lost 4.5 pounds and he started at 24. So he looked like he was getting a little cachectic. And they added some different food that he liked a little bit better. Or did better with us being gone, but he even when he saw us, they're like, he's never been like that until you showed up, and it just kind of broke my heart. But so it might be hard for us to leave. I think the only way we could do a long stay in Australia, New Zealand is actually moving there. But then there's a quarantine of 10 days. So
But you
yeah.
can visit them in quarantine, can't you?
Yeah, I think so. I actually was gonna look up this week just to see what if that transpired, like how involved could you have those visits? So is it like, oh, you're in the cage, hi, or is it like, you get to play with them and do stuff with them? I don't know. So if anyone has a comment on that knows, please let me know. But yeah, that's basically it. I'm trying to think of anything else, but what about your April?
April. So what did we do in April? That was the last cycle, was mid-April. Before that, we did a what did we do? Oh, we actually squeezed in two hotel stays, actually.
Yeah, look at you getting your points.
Yeah.
Or
Well,
using your points.
one of them was so my son, I was accepted into this internship program at Oregon State, which is they call it MECOP, and I can't remember what it stands for. Something, something engineering, something, blah, blah, blah. Anyway,
Wow.
and he got, which is cool because you get two paid internships. What's uncool is you don't really know where you're going to go, and they're really late on it, kind of a deal. And anyway,
Chill.
he got assigned to a pretty big company. Actually, he kind of like he was not was he didn't have no clue when he was entering into this. It was not one of the ones that he had originally looked at, but actually ends up to be, sort of be a great internship, great facility. But he moved up to Portland, found a place. I mean, I can't, the one he's like, never worry about him. Like, he's just like, and probably because I remember when he was really little, like probably when he was like three and a half, he didn't want to, he's like, if he had to go to the bathroom, he didn't need anybody. He was like, oh, I want to go myself, and he wanted to take off through the restaurant and walk there. And we'd be kind of, scared someone's going to snatch him on the way. But so he like figured out where he wanted to live, identified the places, found places that had month to month, drove up one weekend, interviewed at all of them, found what he wanted, and within like the next week he had this plot, right? And he ended up picking this place. And it's also funny because his internship is about 20 minutes south of Portland in a town called Wilsonville. And then he's really into judo. He's like, that's his tribe in college, and he's really involved with the leadership of the club and all this stuff. And there's this really old judo gym in Portland. I think it's the oldest. If it's not the oldest, it's the second to oldest judo gym in the country. And he literally picked the location that was 20 minutes from his internship and 20 minutes from the judo dojo. And this is the coolest neighborhood called John's Landing in Portland. It's like this, like when we move in, and I'm like, man, I love this place because it's not super, it's safe, but it's not like overly, it's not all gentrified, you know? And so anyway, we found this restaurant down the street from his place, and we went there and had like the greatest dinner, and there was nobody in the restaurant because, you know, my wife's going chemo and we didn't want anybody around, and just had an awesome time there. And then so that night we actually stayed at a hotel in Portland just so we didn't have to go very far. And then a couple weeks later we went back trying to get points because it was the double night promo period, which happens like once a year for it's a good way to get all your some nights in. And we stayed at this place. I'm just gonna name it because we've been to almost all the properties in Portland now. So if anybody needs a recommendation, I can give you a recommendation. But this was called the Hilo Hotel. It's an Autograph Collection, so it's not the top tier, but it's a nice hotel. The facilities were really nice. And they put us in a suite, but the suite was about like on the second floor, so close to the ground, which I didn't think was gonna be an issue. That usually isn't like a big deal. Oh my God. Then at around 11 o'clock, there's apparently a whole bunch of bars and stuff outside, and then they were drag racing.
Oh,
Like,
God.
and it was so loud, I felt like people were in the room with us. It was
Oh,
insane.
wow.
And that went until probably about after 3. Like, it was horrendous. And then, you know, I go down the next day, and I mean, that was the worst night that was probably the worst night since call. Like, it was so bad. And I'm like, you know, I can't. I'm like, I don't know what how does this happen all the time? And they're like, oh yeah, but we have earplugs. I'm like, well, why didn't anybody say anything? Because I'm sure they didn't want to scare you away. Two, I'm like, you know, why did you put us so low? And they're like, oh, it doesn't matter what floor you're on. Okay. And so needless to say, I will never go back to that property, even though it was kind of sad because it was a nice hotel, but it was so ridiculous. I'm like, and it's not their fault per se. And maybe during the week it's okay, but I mean, it was just horrible. It was horrible. So
That's not good.
that's a long story short on that one. And so that was April. And then we were just trying to get through. Really, what we've been doing is pretty much hunkering down, just trying to get through this stuff. Like, our superpower that we figured out during the quarantine is to be homebodies. Like, we are really, really, really good at it. So good, we have to like not to try not to be good at it. So like staying home for 3 months you're getting chemo and stuff was not that hard. But now we're trying to, trying to make up some time, right? So April, we didn't do a whole bunch. And then about 3 weeks outside of May, which would have been last weekend or the weekend before, I started planning a bunch of things. And for those of you who've listened, you know what, this time last year, I was looking for hobbies. And the one that I was starting to pursue was this thing called wing foiling, where you're on a board and they have a foil, which is like an airplane wing that goes under the water. And then just like on a plane, as you move, it generates lift and it puts the board up. And you can find videos. It looks cool as hell. I mean, it looks so awesome. And so I was like, I'm gonna learn that. So last year I took the kids down this place. We took some lessons. It's like hard. Also made me appreciate that Instagram thing with the mental health. And they're like, everybody's life's perfect on Instagram and affects people. And I'm like, that's the stupidest thing. Who cares? Like, it doesn't make, I don't really, I know it's all fake or whatever. But this was the first time because I'm like, you see all these people doing these wing foils and downwinding. And it's like, they make it look so easy. And I'm like, it is not that easy. I'm like, I mean, this is super freaking hard.
They don't show
And
the falls.
oh my God, it was so hard. And then I came to the conclusion last year that, you know, like anything, it's the time doing it that allows you to get good, and that allows the so there's this learning curve, and there was this huge learning curve. And I was like, I don't live close enough to a place where I could do this as the frequency needed in order for me to enjoy it, like to the point where it becomes fun rather than just I'm beating myself up and have 1 minute or like 10 seconds of joy out of 3 hours of pain, kind of a deal. So this year I was like, well, what I gotta find something that I can do that will perhaps branch into other things. And I like paddling. I used to whitewater kayak 20 years ago. And I don't want to do that anymore for a couple of reasons. One of the big ones is you can die basically, even if you know what you're doing. And I don't really want to do that any so I but we stand up paddle board. So I started looking at stand up paddle boards. And the transport is an issue. But the inflatable technology in the last like 5 years has gotten crazy. Like I couldn't, I started, because I was like, I don't want an inflatable. But then I look at these inflatables and everybody's like, you should get an inflatable. Like all the, if you get a good inflatable, they're pretty much as good as a rigid paddleboard, depending on what you're doing. Like if you're going to surf, it's probably not as good, like ocean surf. But if you're going to be on lakes and flat water and things, and if you're going to do rivers, which I'm, you know, river whitewater, I think is crazy to do on a stand up. That just seems insane to me. But you want an inflatable. So I bought an inflatable, and then we took it to a local lake. It was about an hour from us, and I paddled around a little bit. And I'm like, okay, this is great. Our water is really cold, but it's great. Like it paddles really, really well. Actually, better than any of the other boards that we had had, or we never owned them, but we'd rented them. And anyway, so then I bought another one for my wife this week, and now we're just waiting for it to get a little bit warmer so we can actually go out and use those things. Because I'm like, well, this is something that it rolls down. I mean, the back, it's not small. I mean, these are large, and but you can, you know, once you're deflated and roll them down, they fit into like, just imagine really large suitcases the size of the backpacks for these things. But there's enough you can put in the back of your car. And then we can take them wherever we want to go. And now I'm identifying a bunch of places in Oregon to go paddle. So,
What's the brand that you bought from?
the brand I got is called Hydrus, Hydrus.
Okay.
And the reason I did that was is they're a small company. They're based out of Idaho. And the overwhelming thing when you started looking at reviews is the kayaks are really sturdy and their customer service is awesome. And so when I bought the first one, you know, it's a big, fairly, it was like $1,000. You know, it wasn't $1,000 for the kayak, but when you start putting in there, it becomes about $1,000, which is not something you want to sneeze at. And I have this commitment thing when it comes to like anything
Purchasing.
online. Like I always get really nervous. So I was emailing the person. I'm like, blah, blah, I'm looking at this one. I'm looking at this one. Da, da, da. And they were super patient and nice. And then finally I said, well, I ordered this. And then I think I had something else. Like I'm, had some concerns or whatever. Well, the woman who works there called me on my phone, like literally called my mom. She's like, hey, I was picking up the kids. I figured this would be easier. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then she's like, yeah, you know, da, 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 blah, 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 blah. I've never had anybody call me on the phone for a purchase or anything. And they're like, yeah, dude, you know, don't worry about this and blah, 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 blah. And then their kayaks are, I mean, it's sweet. I mean, that they really put a lot of attention in their gear. And I remember watching their, I guess the other thing is one of the shapers there, his name is Jason, and they did an ad. They have paddles too, and you can buy the paddle in the bundle. And the biggest thing I remember when I was kayaking was you want a good paddle. Like a crap paddle sucks. And he said the magic words. He goes, we're kind of paddle snobs and we want to make sure you have a good paddle. And I'm like, okay, these guys know what they're talking about. And the paddles that they well, you can bundle it with the board, they're freaking awesome. They're carbon fiber, light, sweet blade, like super nice, three pieces, but they're sturdy when you put them together. So I've been really, really pleased with that, and I'm kind of eagerly waiting to get out on the water.
That's cool. It's funny you brought that up. Actually, the inflatable technology, I actually showed the train the head dog trainer, the one that owns the business that took care of our dog. I showed him that Diggs company, Diggs, the one that we have the inflatable travel kennel. He had never heard of it, and he saw it. He's like, "Holy cow!" Like he, you know, you can feel it's like super hard.
Hard, yeah.
It's impressive what they can do with that. But last year, a physician friend of mine who moved out of town and had purchased a regular kayak and a kayak and then a regular stand-up paddleboard, didn't want it anymore, just gave it to me. And so I have it like up in the top of the garage, those little things you can hang them on. And I still, I have a couple places I could go, but it's just I got to have the right car because it's not inflatable. So that's a little bit tricky, but inflatable stuff, if I only have one, so if my husband and I want to do it, probably get the second one as an inflatable. That'd be
Yeah,
pretty
I
cool.
would highly recommend it. It is it's awesome. And then I would get an electric pump. That was the one other thing is everybody says get an electric pump because when you're trying to inflate something to
Yeah, I've got one.
15 PSI, it's supposedly a big workout with it. And I could because it gets I mean those things are rigid. Like when they're inflated, they're rigid. But man, it's I really like it. I like it a lot. And I figure it's something that we can grow with and blah, blah, blah. And it gets m better balance while you're doing it. And it's a great workout and it's something we can do together. And I'm kind of goal oriented with a lot of things, like externally goal oriented, not like, so I like to check things off a list. So I have, this is the other thing that has come up. So I'm writing on this. So this the other thing that happened was our senator, Jeff Merkley, I somehow got on his email list, and they're doing this thing for Oregon called Treasures of Oregon. So here's the map of Oregon, and what they've basically done is in every county, there's 36 counties in Oregon, and they've identified what they call the treasures, which are like sites to see. Me being the dork that I am, I got this, and I'm like, well, this should be something to do. So, yeah, now we're doing this. Like, if you do 10 counties by November, you get invited to some special event thing. Like, I don't care about that. I just like checking this stuff off my list. So now I have this map. I have a list of of different locations throughout the state that we're going to go to. I have little trips I'm planning to go to these places while we do other things. And I'm also now adding on lakes and stuff in these areas to try to figure out how to like how to paddle and hit all this stuff.
That's
So
cool.
yeah, it's pretty
Do you have a
interesting.
problem with like moccasins or like, water
No,
snakes?
we don't, dude. Oregon, we have so if you go over the Cascades more into central and eastern Oregon, we have rattlesnakes. I grew up with rattlesnakes. The wonderful thing about rattlesnakes is they rattle, and I think that's about it. So but west of the Cascades, we used to have a rattlesnake, but apparently we were talking to my wife has a biologist, her friend's husband's a biologist. And so we were talking to him last weekend. And he said there used to be one, but the introduced turkeys, which are everywhere, apparently ate them all. So there's no poisonous snakes on our side. So we don't have to worry about that in the water. You know, we're not in Florida, so you don't have to worry about alligators. The only thing you have to worry about is cold because our water is cold. Like, it's really cold.
Don't fall in.
Well, have you want to be prepared if you're falling in. And I think that's the other thing that was that I wanted the next thing I need to do is get the right clothes to wear so that I can fall in because I like the paddle, but I also like to do other things. Like so like you can like a pivot turn on a stand up where you drop your leg back and then you lift up the like particularly if you have a longer they have long touring boards. So you have to kind of pivot and then you lift it around. But to practice that turn, you're gonna fall. So it has to be warm enough, and I have to be warm enough to be able to do it. Because last time, the time we took out the board just to kind of try it out, I was like, I don't, I like getting in it, like just putting it in the water. I was like, I do not want to fall.
You hold your breath.
Like, I do not want to fall. So because it was freezing, so you're paddling along, and I like to do a little bit more. So I'm hoping it warms up and I have better clothes.
So it looks like they're having like a Memorial Day sale, unless that's just their standard thing,
The
but
Hydrus one, yeah. So, they had, and this is not even the cheapest, is apparently they did a pre-sale sometime last year that was a little bit cheaper, but for the quality of the board, man, I think it's, and they have a lifetime guarantee on it too, which I think is kind of unheard of.
And the person actually calls you. That's like cool.
Yeah, it was Angela. She's probably, I mean, on the thing, there's Jason's one of the other one of the guys. He's on the videos if you go to YouTube, and Angela's on a bunch of her Facebook or Instagram feeds. But they're super. I mean, that's the other thing I really like is it's small. and they're not doing a bunch of it's word of mouth. Like it's because that's what has made them their company. And I love that, you know, I love it. And their product is good. Their product is awesome.
Quality. Joyride all around inflatable paddleboard. Is that the one you got, or did you get the
No, we
trick?
got the I got the Paradise X to start, and I got that because it was a little bit longer and narrower, so it's meant for like more paddling, because the longer and narrower, then the straighter they track. It was a little teeny bit tippy, so the second one I bought the Paradise, and the plan is like once we get they give you you have a 30-day kind of thing where you can exchange it. It's like you have to restocking, like a 15% restocking fee and all this other stuff, but I got that one because it's just a little bit wider, should be a tiny bit stabler, be able to hold some stuff. And I figure we can interchange the two. I don't know, we'll see when it tops out. I didn't get the all around because when I started looking this, a lot of times they don't, if you're going to be generally don't necessarily want to, you want a board that you're going to paddle with longer, and a lot of times the all arounds, because they're all around, aren't necessarily really good at any one thing. So if you're just doing fitness paddling, you want something that tracks and goes straight. So that's probably a touring or something on the longer, leaner end. If you're surfing, it's going to be smaller and more rigid. So I don't know. I mean, I think I don't know, I think you'd be fine. And I actually think I would probably be good with an all around, because an all around you can actually do was pivot turns and enders and all sorts of kind of other stuff that you can't really necessarily do with a touring board.
What
But
about if you have a 24-pound dog you want to sit on there? Which size do you think?
oh, then you could either do the Paradise as a touring or the all around, the Joyride. Either one of those would be fine.
So the touring's
24
not
is not very
necessary.
big. If you look at the pictures of these people with paddleboards, some of them are bringing like, you know, labs and all that stuff, and they're bigger than 24, I think, most of the time. Or your kid.
That's cool. Yeah, I'll have to check into that.
You have that. What's that lake in Austin you guys have? It's like,
Well, the old we used Town Lake is what we used to call it, and now it's like Lady Bird Lake or whatever,
oh.
which I call it Town Lake, but it's Lady Bird Lake. And then of course we have Lake Travis.
That's the one I was thinking of, I think.
But I would stay off Lake Travis because there's just, I mean, occasionally you get, fatalities where people are just idiots and like
Oh, the
speeding and
boats.
crossing and hitting each other or whatever. But there's also an area I have access to in the Burnet area. I forgot the name of, so it all these this Lake Travis, everything kind of comes down with dams that stop them all and create their own lakes. And so there's another section more up north that I have access to that I could use, and it's real quiet, maybe 100 yards across. It's, so you could do
Something you
whatever.
can paddle, yeah. And what is, so we haven't paddled in a long time. I think the last time we rented paddle boards was in Mexico, and I was so pissed off. That's why I bought a board, because the rental sucks so bad. I mean, I hate garbage equipment, and I'm like, in renting, you just never know. Like half the time it's junk, and they usually give you a crappy paddle. But what I love about paddling in general, like any sort of the paddle sports, if you're doing it correctly, it engages you from head to toe. Like you're, because you're not doing this. You're the whole thing is from your torso.
Stabilizing
Yeah.
everything.
And then on the paddle board, particularly if you have something that's not super, super wide, and there's a little bit of balance in there, you know, you're using all those stabilizers too. So I love it as a workout. It's like, and I, as a workout, you don't even know you're necessarily getting a workout in.
No, I think that's
It's
super cool.
yeah.
Yeah, you're inspiring me to get in. And our water is usually not that cold,
Yeah,
so
you guys are hot down there, so then you can do it all over the place and
we're
stuff.
like close to 90. Oh, we're like 98 degrees
Oh my
this week.
God. It's high 60s right now. It was a little bit warmer last weekend, but it's gone down again this weekend.
Yeah, it's insane. Let's see what else there was. Oh, I'll just make one last thing I was going to mention was, speaking of Austin and the weather, trying to grow things is quite difficult. Weeds are really easy. But my husband insisted that we keep our dozen, like almost a dozen of my the pepper plants from last year, uproot them out of the elevated beds and put them in pots. So I did that, put them in the garage, water them just every so often, just keep them alive, and then put them back out before our April trip. And they're on a drip line, so I could, do that a couple or a few times a week. Well, we came back and there are already peppers growing, and this is early in the season, and there's tons of flowers that just popped this past few days, so I know there's more fruit coming. But peppers are like staple. I'm just kind of giving ideas if you live in the Texas or hot weather. Chives, they're just almost like year round. Of course, they're more prolific during the spring, summer, and autumn. But the I also have six bushes, or you can call them like small trees, of the pineapple guava, and they have the edible flowers. Those still are doing fine. But asparagus, I had in a section, maybe a 10-foot section, and they're called purple asparagus, and they actually turn green after you cook them. But I decided to have 100 of them delivered last week. It took me a little while to get them in so I have a long back fence, and I tilled all of it, and there's a drip line along that, and I went ahead and planted. Five of them were kind of bad, but I planted about 95 asparagus 1-year-old crowns, so they're all in the dirt. Went ahead and covered that up, threw whatever extra amendments I had, and then threw. I bought something. Instead of buying regular mulch, I went to the Tractor Supply, which is like a farm kind of, supply place, and I got pine shavings. So, and that's what I had on my previous asparagus. So I put, and it's literally, I bought maybe 8 of them, and they're a few dollars each. And they're so compact in that bag that once you open it up, it covers like a huge area. So I've learned that that's like a nice, and it's a different look, has more of a white color than the dark. But I kid you not, I went out there today and I just planted them this past week, and I already have asparagus coming up through all of that. And I'd only watered them once. And you're not supposed to the first year to harvest any of it. You let them fern out and let the sun help, reinforce the inside, under the soil. And then you take half the second year, and then you can start harvesting the third. So I'm
Very
not an
cool.
expert, but they last for 10 to 15 years. So if you want something that's kind of
And you can eat
lives
them.
through, you don't have to like kill yourself every year. That's my little exciting thing that I realize I might as well make the whole back line of my yards come back to me every year. So, for at least for a decade and a half. So,
Decade and a half.
yeah.
Well, exact opposite. Things grow here so easily. I'm always like, God, if we just actually ripped out all this stuff in our backyard and put in like vegetables, we probably wouldn't need to move or leave the house.
Yeah.
We could just eat vegetables all day because
Yeah.
it's
It's
like
so much
crazy.
tastier than the stuff you get from the store.
Oh yeah, we have a lot of local farms too.
Well,
So
that's great to support that too.
yeah. Well, I don't know about supporting it because they're there. It's easier than doing our
Or
backyard.
convenient, whatever. Well,
I don't have that.
any other tidbits you'd like to share with the world out there or with me?
Oh, tidbits for the world right now. Well, it's good to be back. Good to talk to you. I mean,
I
this is the
know.
longest I think we've ever not gone.
I know,
I
since
think this is,
2020.
yeah, I think this is without a doubt the longest that we've ever gone. There's a whole bunch of stuff I'm sure I'm forgetting about tons of
Yeah.
other things. We should do like little updates on like things to do in your state because the more I look at like as I said this Treasures of Oregon thing is like super cool because it just like but looking it up I'm like oh I didn't even know we had that here or I didn't oh we did this before but we might as well go do it again so we can take the picture and get credit for it but yeah but I'd be kind of curious what you guys have and particularly Austin and things like that and
Yeah. Are you going to come visit Texas?
I can tell you it is not even in the plans.
Well, I
The
would
closest we
say
would get down there is we have,
Austin is the only one that would go to, but that's
yeah, I've been to Austin a long time ago. And I liked it for the weekend I was there, but it's the further east you go,
changed.
it gets harder. We have some good friends that used to live here, and they moved to Florida, I guess 4 years ago, and love to go visit them. But man, it is it. I mean, the little for almost for the price and the time it would take us to get to their place in Florida, we can go to Europe. Like literally, it's not that much difference.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to figure out. Like I got at some point I'm gonna mention to him like, why don't we just meet in Europe? Because geez,
Yeah.
I need
That
to go to
sounds
your
like
house.
a plan.
Yeah, so that's a long way to say I'm not going to Texas, and yeah, I'm not to get too political. It's like this is
Oh,
crazy,
trust
man.
me.
It
We
is.
question, we kind of
I
just live
don't.
in
I
our
question why
bubble.
you're not like. Why don't you should go to Australia? You guys are already Tasmanian Australian people. Like, you're there all the time. You love it down there. I'm like,
No,
you go there and then you can go visit. You know, come back to visit your family. Not, you know, I
I
just
know.
think you're
Trust
crazy,
me,
man.
it's the percentages are leaning in its favor. We just there's a few things we're trying to hash out. So,
Yeah.
yeah, it's there's yeah, and it's not
And
just
then I
me.
would come visit you in Australia.
Yeah, there you go. You won't visit me in Texas, but you'll visit me in Australia. Yeah, I'll have a place to crash in Australia. Of course, you'd always be welcome. Yeah, wherever we stay, it's like I always want to have like at least 2 bedrooms, 2 baths, because if you want to have someone visit, you don't have to share your space.
Yep.
So,
Yeah, it's always good.
yeah.
So.
Well, cool. Well, if we missed anything, we'll catch up. Maybe we'll try to hit each other up next weekend.
Next weekend is good, and then things get a little busy again. So,
Yeah, we'll just do it when we can, and we might have to do it on Sunday next weekend. So we'll see. We'll see if it works for you.
that works for me. I'm
Okay.
pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that works for. I don't. That
So
I don't know. Let me know. That should work for
whoever's
me.
listening, don't hold us to it, but we're striving for next Sunday to do another catch up and discuss
Yeah.
some randomness. So you want
Yeah,
to take us out?
at some point we should start talking about something that's like relevant to everybody else
The
that
change position?
yeah, you know, whatever, medical, this, that, and the other thing, the weird state
Yeah.
of healthcare.
Yeah.
But
Well,
yeah, it won't be today. That day is not today.
I think for us, I think we've just kind of like I think it's okay to take a break every once in a while and recharge. So I think we've been doing a little bit of that.
I think we can take a break and recharge anyway. We were doing this morning, just so I could talk to you. So, you know,
That's right. There you
can't visit you in Texas, so I got to visit
go.
you
We got
live
to
in
do.
front of. We're
You'll
just having a
visit me on
live
Zoom.
conversation, or like in a restaurant, and we're talking really loud, and everybody can hear us. Kind of a
Yeah,
deal.
there you go. That's the change position. Oh, God. Well, take us
Well,
out, Kevin.
all right, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and hope you guys had a wonderful break, and hope things are going well for you. If you have any questions or comments, you can always email us. Actually, probably easier just to tag the videos on Facebook, to be honest, at the Change Position on Facebook. Because I had some email changes that I've totally forgot about until this minute in time. But do it there. You can always join the community at thechangephysician.com, whether you're a physician or physician ally. Until next time, stay well.
Take care.
Thank you for joining us today on the Change Physician Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please let us know by going to thechangephysician.com. And while you're there, be sure to check out the free book giveaways, guides, and other physician resources available to you simply by joining the community at thechangephysician.com.